Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get started with the show. Today we're going to discuss common first-time homebuyer mistakes.
The most common mistakes that we are seeing homebuyers make. And these are things that you are going to want to know if you are thinking about buying or selling or investing in real estate either now or in the future. And we are actually sharing a very important tip as well at the very end. So be sure to listen until the end. You're not going to want to miss that.
Yeah. And I think this is a really important thing to discuss that not a lot of people are talking about because there's so many home buyers out there and such lack of inventory. There's, I think if I read it back, I'll try to get to statistics finally by the end of today's show. But if we don't get there, we only have about a one. That's true. We only have about 1.34 months of inventory in this market for the Mid-Willamette Valley. And that's between new construction and current residential homes. We're supposed to have about six to keep a steady flow of market. So buyers, it's a tough world out there, and we're going to discuss some things. It's going to help you out if you're currently looking for a home or not. Make sure to really listen to this, and maybe if you're even doing some of these things, let's reroute, let's change, and even give Mariah and I a call at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666. We're happy to help you out and maybe get you on that right direction that maybe you haven't been told about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just going to jump in with tip number one, or actually home buyer mistake number one that we see often, which is
these are mistakes.
Yeah. These are mistakes, not tips. You don't want to do these. So the first mistake is caring too much about price and forgetting about payment. And what I mean by this is, as Spencer was saying, we all know that we're in a market right now where interest rates are extremely low and home prices are, they're higher. And because it's so competitive, and like he was saying, we're extremely low on inventory, it's very competitive for buyers. And because of this, one thing that I'm hearing a lot right now from buyers is that they're going to wait to buy until the market, quote unquote, crashes, whatever that means, you know.
Yeah, and we hear it often.
Yeah,
we
and
do.
But I think one thing that they don't necessarily realize is that they could be purchasing a price at, or a house at a certain price that might be lower, but their payment could be the same, if not higher, because of interest rates. So,
and that's keyword, interest rates. And think about your current rent. You know, I think around the average in Salem, it's what, $1,350 for rent. And some of these are just one bedroom apartments. We're not even talking a full house. Well, what if we could get you into a mortgage at that same rate? It that way, you'll be investing in yourself over a 30-year fixed loan and not paying your landlord their income. So why not make yourself money and really take note of today's show on maybe how to get yourself out of that situation you might currently be in. Now, if you're living with your mom and dad, family members, that's amazing. Because
you have a situation in any way where you're able to pay less than what, you know, the average rent would be, or you're saving money, then that's a good situation to be in, and there's nothing wrong with that.
But yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. So the key factor, I think Mariah just said, is interest rates. They're at a historical low.
Yeah.
And so what we're seeing is these overpriced homes that are on the market. It could be a new construction. It could be a resale when it comes to residential living. I have a lot of clients right now. They're just simply discouraged. Are you feeling that too, Mariah?
Yeah,
are your
clients?
I'm
seeing that a lot too.
And when we're showing them homes, we're sometimes writing a few offers until we get accepted, which it's pretty common. I think on average, I'm like four offers.
I think it's more common than not.
Yeah,
right,
it's
now
more common than not.
That's for sure.
And a biggie is relationship with these listing agents that not a lot of clients really think about. When I'm writing an agent an offer and say I know them, I it, in a weird way, that becomes valuable. And so who you're working with as the agent representing you, it's really important who's writing these contracts and who's actually in the business and who's selling more than, you know, the average 7 to 10 deals a year. So really keep in mind about that, because name and branding is huge. And we know that just due to marketing. It's the same thing for buyers when they're wanting to buy a home. I think it's really a crucial relationship. But these interest rates, they are driving this market. To keep your monthly payment low and making that overall sales price just kind of not necessarily disappear, because it's always going to be there, but at least you're going to be investing into yourself and your monthly mortgage is going to be just as much, maybe a little bit more than your current rent, but that's what's going to make it more valuable and worth it to you.
Right. And when, you know, to go along with this topic or this mistake is, when home prices do correct and get a little bit lower, which I don't think anything drastic is going to happen anytime soon, but when they do drop a little bit, interest rates are going to go up. And so at the same time, yeah, you could probably afford a little bit higher price of a home right now than you would be able to if interest rates were higher, because it's all about monthly payment at the end of the day and what you can afford.
I might be wrong about this. I might be. Who knows? But I think this might just become our new normal, honestly. I think hyperinflation has hit, and the price of our dollar is just, it's going to evaporate and disappear. And I think these sales prices, they're going to become our new normal. And jobs are going to increase the rate of hourly wages. And that's why it's just going to keep our market the way it is. So I don't have that crystal ball, but I just, I don't know. There's just something about that. And so I might be mistaken. Who knows? Now, I think things will de-escalate a little bit, obviously. We're at the highest of the highs right now. So,
but then again, we've been hearing that for, you know, I've been hearing that for at least 5 years is that it's can't get any higher. Don't buy a property to flip right now because prices are going to drop any day. It can't possibly get higher. And, you know, I mean, 5 years ago, we were hearing that. So,
well, there are these old school investors as well, though, that they only buy high or buy low and sell high, which is super good for a lot of people. And if that's you, take what we're saying and leave it. Wait for your right time to buy.
Well, I think if you're waiting for the, if your strategy or your, you know, mindset is I'm waiting for the market to crash to buy a house, I think that obviously if you're someone that has cash, then yes, that's the best. Obviously interest rates don't matter for you. Or if you even have a lot, like a huge, significant amount down, then maybe that's the best route for you. But at the end of the day, to wrap up this point, I think that what we're trying to say is there definitely are pros and cons and opportunities. There's pros and cons to buying in any market, and there's opportunities in every market.
So, yeah, hand in hand, weigh it out, caring too much about the price, but forgetting about the payment. That's what a lot of buyers are forgetting. What's going to keep your mortgage low? And that's these interest rates. Our next home buyer mistake is looking for their dream home.
Or their forever home.
We get this all the time. Spence, I want this. I want that. 3-bed, 5-bath, 2 acres on a shop. Oh, don't forget, there has to be a horse there.
A horse.
There's sometimes these impossible clients, and I threw out the horse to reiterate that, though. We really got to be realistic, and especially with your budget. Ain't that right, Mariah?
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing that I think, like you were saying, is looking for their dream home or their forever home instead of just simply their next home, because I think one thing I'm seeing is a lot of buyers just deciding not to buy at all because they're not able to buy that house on 2 acres with a shop that they want. They're not able to afford it, so they're just waiting to buy altogether. But one thing I don't think they realize is that what's going to get them to that house is just buying what you can afford, even if it's not, you know, the house exactly that you want, just buying what you can afford and then continuing to buy and sell as you live in these houses. And I think that's obviously the easiest and safest way to build equity and shelter income and be able to get to where you want to be.
Hey, you want to share that quote you shared with me in the car?
Sure.
The
I have a quote by Robert Kiyosaki, and he says, "Investing in real estate, even on a small scale, remains a tried and true means of building an individual's cash flow and wealth." And I'll share what I was also telling you about real quick here. I was showing a condo in not the best sided town. It was, this was recent. It was about 800 or 900 square feet, built in the 70s, never been updated or anything. Probably like one of the cheapest things you could get right now on the market, about $220,000 for this. And the lender that was working on this transaction was saying that the estimated value of what, based off of just natural appreciation, is of what this home is going to cost or be worth in about 25 years was about $850,000.
But wait, and it's at 250?
250 is the listing price right now. Or no, 220, I believe it was. And that's just natural appreciation. So something we hear all the time from buyers is, I don't want to buy in this market because I don't want to overpay. But really, I mean, what's overpaying when you know it's an investment? One of my favorite quotes is, don't wait to buy real estate and wait. So,
and it comes down to what's the real market value of our dollar? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I mentioned earlier, maybe this does become our new normal. We don't know. And who sets these prices at the homes? Mm-hmm. What we are seeing right now is the feds have kept these interest rates low. And so that's why it's no better time than to buy right now.
Right.
And a lot of buyers are getting discouraged because they're writing so many offers. Now, if that's you, okay, say it's you, and you just don't know what to do, and you've just quit in general, give us a call at 503-507-3666, and we have negotiation skills that sometimes have benefited our clients that actually looked at the same amount of number on the offer, but we have little things written in there that's really going to make you stand out compared to the 10 other offers. And that's a lot of differences that we see as being really heavy selling agents is what offers look differently to us and betters my seller. Even if they're walking away with the same amount, it could be bettering them in the short term by getting them instant cash. Cash talks, baby. So keep it that way.
And before before we go to break, I think you should share that story that you were telling me in the car as well, since it has a lot to do with this about the San Francisco teachers.
Yes. So about a year and a half ago, our principal broker sent us an email with this story. And I actually really took the story to heart because I wanted to do more investing for me personally when it came to real estate, but wasn't really sure because of the market. I was kind of the same boat as a lot of you people out there. They said, one, ladies, they're both schoolhouse teachers. They got the same schoolhouse teachers. I'm going to say it like that. They live in San Francisco. We all know the market in San Francisco. They got the job the same amount of time. One teacher decided to invest in real estate. One teacher decided to rent. They had the same jobs for over 20 years. They ended up retiring. One of them kept that same investment the whole time. The other one chose to rent for that whole time. Now, when it came to retirement, they obviously had the same amount of retirement. And when it got down to it, the brass tacks, the one that invested into real estate doubled because San Francisco's real estate market, we all know what it is now. You can't find anything for under 800K. It's ridiculous over there. She became almost an instant millionaire because she invested into real estate that 20 years prior rather than the one choosing to rent those 20 years with her.
Right. While the one who chose to rent, because the one who has the mortgage, her mortgage payment has pretty much stayed the same, but the one who chose to rent, rent has only gone up and up and up. And so now she can barely afford that rent. But she wished she bought 20
years
ago.
There's pros, there's cons, there's benefits. That's just one simple example.
Yep.
Let's get us to break, Warren.
All right, let's take that break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in a few minutes to continue our first-time home buyer mistakes.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Before we left, we promised we would continue our conversation about first-time home buyer mistakes.
All right, so back to our mistakes that we see often from home buyers in general, and that is the next mistake, mistake number three, is looking at all the wrong things. When you're looking at homes on a budget, try your best to overlook things like the bright pink paint that might be in one of the bedrooms, or the flooring that you really hate, or even a hole that might be in the wall, because those are all things that can be fixed fairly inexpensive.
And we're talking the simple cosmetic, mm-hmm. simple fixes.
Of course.
Now, you as a buyer, you are obligated to take your inspection period, which I advise every buyer, take that inspection period, unless you're in that unique position, you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. But generally, I write it up to have a 12-day inspection period. And these are business days to have mm-hmm. the inspections done, negotiated, and then we further our transaction into mm-hmm. escrow. But we're not saying don't ask for repairs when we're meeting this.
Right.
But what we're talking about is when we are looking at homes, these can be overlooked. The pink walls, the furniture, the messy house, and it really devalues the house for a lot of clients for whatever reasons. They just, for whatever reason, get so tunnel visioned that they can't look past it. And it could have been that perfect house for them. And us as the brokers sometimes walk away with, what just happened? This is everything you were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, it's your decision, and we owe you that duty to work for however you want.
Yeah.
And we're going to move on and find you that right home that worked perfectly for you.
Right. But so we are talking cosmetic things that mm-hmm. are generally not that big of a deal. They're not that hard to fix. A lot of people don't even realize that if you need the cabinets or the countertops changed, I mean, it's really not that hard to do on a house. So I know that can make a really big difference when you're looking at them, but you can even get a Home Depot credit card and make monthly payments for a year interest free. So it's really not, those little things are not what you should be focusing on. What you should focus on is buying in a location that's close to places that you frequent and being in the school district that you want your kids to be in, or
really important.
The layout of the home. I know we looked at a house that we really loved everything about the home, but the master was on the first floor and all the other bedrooms are upstairs, and having a young family, that's just not the layout we want, and that's not something you can change that easily. So you know, things like the layout, the room placement, the yard size, if that's important to you, those are things you can't change. So try to overlook the paint colors and little fixes that aren't that hard to fix.
Yeah. In our next mistake that buyers tend to make mm-hmm. that we're seeing very aggressively right now is buyers send us emails, texts, calls, and say, hey, Spence, I want to go look at this home. And then they tell me the price of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so unrealistic, and it's wasting their time and even ours, sadly.
Yeah.
So say your lender pre-approves you at $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to be wanting to look at homes a little under $300,000, because think about it, $300,000 is the max. And when we're dealing with 10, 8 offers, you know, coming in, we got to really compete and look differently. And that means we're actually going to be over ask price. So that $280,000 yeah. sales price is going to be a lot better, because we're going to offer around, you know, $300,000 to $295,000. Mm-hmm. Generally, the rule of thumb is about 15 to 20 over ask right now.
Absolutely.
Which sounds crazy,
yeah.
but that's just the way it is,
yeah.
Unfortunately. And so what we're asking and advising is looking for homes under your budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really important to keep you on track and actually find you the right homes, rather than wasting your time 2 months later. Ah, Spence, we still can't find this home. Well, we're just not looking at the right homes, because we've wasted a lot of time writing other offers that just weren't realistic.
Right. And this used to be only true in the lower price points, but this is actually the case in pretty much every price range right now, even the higher price points.
We just wrote an offer, it was listed at $450,000 mm-hmm. and we settled at $500,000. In Corvallis.
Oh, yeah. I think it was even over that, but yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
All right, you're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetras Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the real estate tip of the week and the listing of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence and the Vetras Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And I'm going to ask you, what's your real estate tip of the week?
Our real estate tip of the week this week is thinking about resale value when purchasing a home. And I think that this is more important if you're planning on, you know, purchasing a home to either own as an investment long term or to live in for a really long time, then this isn't as big of a deal to you. But if you're purchasing a home and say you want to live there for a couple years and then sell it, take the money, buy something else and continue to do that, then you're wanting to really consider resale value.
And the average person, mm-hmm. it's about 5 to 7 years.
Is how long they live in their house.
Is how long the average person will live in their homes before reselling it.
Okay, so as I was saying, resale value. So one of the things that's very important when it comes to that is you don't want to be the best house in the worst neighborhood. You don't want to have the house that's the most, has the most manicured yard, that's the most taken care of, while the other homes in the neighborhood surrounding it are, you know, if there's a junkyard across the street. You would rather have the house where it's the smallest house in the neighborhood. For example, that's a good situation to be in. If you have a 1500 square foot home in a neighborhood of mostly 2000 square foot houses or plus, then that's a good position to be in because your home's really going to hold that value. Or if the house that you're purchasing is in a neighborhood with really well manicured yards and homes that are really well taken care of, but this home you're purchasing maybe isn't, the exterior doesn't look that nice and the curb appeal isn't that great, mm-hmm. that's still a good investment because you know it's going to hold that value and you just need to, you know, put the work in yourself to improve it and get it up to par. But that's a good investment. And then a few other things to take into consideration. You know, if you're buying a house right next to a train track or right on a busy road, those things might not be that important to you or they might not be that big of a deal to you, but they really are something to consider. I'm fumbling over my words here. When it comes to resale value.
Good.
You have anything to add to that?
I don't. That was spot on.
All right.
Just knowing where you're purchasing, it is important. And I like that tip though. Always the 1500 square foot on a 2000 on average square foot neighborhood, mm-hmm. you're going to definitely hold your value a lot higher because mm-hmm. your appraisal in general is going to be a lot higher as well.
All right. So moving on to our listing of the week. This house is located in West Salem. The address, if anyone wants to look it up, is 1367 Redwood Street, Northwest Salem. It's listed at $410,000, which is a really good deal for what you're getting here because it was built in 91. It's a single owner home and it's just over 2,300 square feet. It's just on a quarter of an acre lot. So it's got a nice big yard, has a beautiful deck that actually goes along the whole back side of the house. So it's a nice long deck. It has a basement that could easily be turned into dual living. It has a shop, a lot to offer. Again, it's listed at $410,000. If anyone's interested, reach out to us.
Yeah, this is a really good listing, mm-hmm. Especially being built in 91 with that square footage. That might actually be Salem's lowest price.
There's not a lot
foot.
For sale at
especially
that,
in that
price
area. Yeah,
at
in
all.
West Salem. So,
no.
Yeah, if you're wanting to go look at that, give us a call at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666. I'm happy to book the next appointment for you. Let's get it under contract for you using these what not to do mistakes in our contracts to get you under contract. I think that's going to be really key and fun. So if you're wanting that initial meeting, we're always happy to help and get you there.
Yep.
All right. Very good. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. Their number is 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.